better than a lot of people. You know, there's so much destruction, and a lot of people lost their home and their business. And I really believe that there was no need for this. I mean, well, obviously we know there's no need for this. I don't know, you know, we can get into that later, but there's some reason that they want to burn up the West for some reason, and they're withholding the rain. We were supposed to get rain this week, but they're withholding the water. So it's not, we're not going to get any rain. We're not going to get any relief. The smoke is so thick that you can't spend more than like 30 seconds outside. Like, I walked to my post office and or the mailbox, and I regret doing that. But it's
Do we
really
get to know
bad.
where you are? Sorry to
Pardon me?
interrupt. Can we know where you are?
Oh yeah,
Can you go?
I'm in Talon, Oregon. I'm in southern Oregon, and I my little town, with 6,800 people, but it's in between two towns where arsonists set fire. They set fire at the end of Ashland, which is 15 minutes or 5 minutes south of me, and then Phoenix, which is another, you know, 5 minutes north of me. And arsonists set fires in each of those locations. And Ashland, there's remains, so they're not sure if the person setting the fire died or if there was an actual murder. They caught the person in Phoenix. But it's a coordinated arson all the way from California to Washington. And
Wow.
we obviously completely unprepared. We had no coordination in communication between the agencies, whether that was Jackson County, Ashland, the city of Ashland, the city of Talent, the city of Phoenix, the Oregon Department of Transportation, the fire department. It goes on and on and on. No coordination. I almost died getting out.
Hi.
I was trapped on our Highway 99, which has just been devastated. All the businesses are pretty much lost on that highway, and they just kept sending us in circles. And I would, you know, I could see 3 miles down. They were turning cars around after sitting there for half an hour. I'm like, "You're kidding me!" I come back and they turn us around, and I'm like, "Are you guys like not talking to each other? You flipping us around?" So they did that to me 3 times, and then I was coming back the last time, and I was going to run over anybody in my way because I was done. I wanted to get out. I wasn't safe. And then I'm next to a business that is engulfed in flames, and the heat's so intense that I could feel it through my car. And I'm like, and zero visibility. The black smoke was so bad I couldn't even see. So I finally get to a side road, and of course that's where everybody is. And we're at 2 miles an hour with the fire chasing us. And it took me 4 hours to go 22 miles to get out of the back roads. And I did not think I was going to make it. I had my best friend in Alabama on the phone with me, talking me through it, trying to find alternate routes to go down to see where I could get to a street to get to the freeway. But they had everything closed off, and just no coordination, no knowledge of how to do evacuation. Department of Oregon Department of Transportation didn't even understand the roads where they went. So I'm grateful that nobody died trying to exit, which I think a lot of us may have could have perished sitting there on the road trying to exit.
Google has these fires on Google Maps. There's an Alameda fire and a South Obenchain fire. They're actually on Google Maps.
Yeah, so I'm Alameda. That's my fire.
Oh wow, 'cause it completely surrounds I-5, obviously the major north south corridor.
Yeah, it came it went it was on the five, jumped the five.
Oh, now I see Phoenix. Okay, I couldn't see it.
Yeah,
So
so
such
I'm
a small
Talent.
area.
My city's Talent, and I'm in between Ashland and Phoenix, and pretty much it was on the back end of Ashland, so it came down. I mean, and I'm telling you, the fire was here before you could blink, and there was nowhere to go. So, and I knew, I'm like, there's no way the wind did this by itself. I'm like, bullshit. This somebody had set this fire, because I've been in a, I lived in Northern California. I've been through all those fires. So I know when something's natural and when something's not, right? And most of them have not been natural. So it was, I'm trying to get a hold of the mayor of our city because I want to volunteer to find out if I can help. But I damn well are going to be on a committee that, when we talk about like how to evacuate and how we're going to work through this and understand how to evacuate, because that needs to change. And I want to be on the communication panel because that shouldn't have happened. And this didn't need to happen because they weren't organized. And I'm going to tell you, when it's fires of this size, Cal Fire takes over, and local fire department's not allowed to be involved. So they were actually watching. and it's not their fault. They're not allowed to. But we had no Cal Fire resources. And from what I understand, there's like pretty four large trucks that fight fires, but they were sent overseas and they haven't returned. And I'm like, oh, isn't that convenient? Kate must have arranged that, right? Our governor. Absolutely no resources. We had one plane spotting. We had one helicopter trying to pick up water, and one 740 or 737 doing fire retardant. That's all we had.
All right, so before you go on, let me first say it is Thursday, September 17th, 8:14 in the evening. Let me introduce you to Tim. Tim is the guy who started Fakeologist.com. I think we've talked about him in the past, and maybe you recognize his name. So I invited him onto this call because on Monday, I'm making a big announcement, which I'll make right now, which is I'm starting the Marcus Allen Show, doing what we do every week, every day. It will be every day. Mostly at nights, including weekends, including holidays. And very excited about that. But that's nothing compared to what you're going through right now. I just posted, and Tim, did you get my email about that? What I just posted about the fires?
I retweeted. Oh, yeah,
that's right. You retweeted. So, of course, you did. Thank you for that. Sure. I think what is going on right now, and we'll go into it, is bigger than 9/11 and COVID combined. And it's all about Agenda 21 and rewilding. And I'm typing in my notes right now. Is it Clackamas? How do you say that? County?
Clackamas.
Mm-hmm. You're correct.
Clackamas County officials were laughing about what's going on. Did you see that video?
But no. But can you send me that? Because I'm going to send that off to somebody.
Oh, yeah. I have a hard copy of it because it keeps being deleted from YouTube. So I had to track it down. So in the companion notes, I'll have that. Clackamas County Commissioners. So basically, some guy from the police or something, the sheriff's office, said that that there's all these arson fires going on, and they were using chainsaws to cut down the electric poles to make it look like it was climate change.
Yep.
And the guy who runs it, he laughed. He goes, well, that's just a rumor. And then he just filed a motion to his whole mission of this meeting was to get a curfew into place. He didn't care about the arson and all the other, all but one of the commissioners, they knew what was going on. This is a farce. But one guy actually said, wait a minute, we're going a little too fast here. Let's talk about the arson fires. So I'll post that in the companion notes.
Well, Clackamas is a huge county.
Fucking sick. I'm very upset. I'm probably more upset about it than you are, and I know you're very upset in that. But this is absolutely part of the plan. In my video, I just posted the smoke from your neck of the woods has covered just the United States for the most part. Very little bit of Canada.
Except for Canada.
Well, we had a bit of smoke here.
Mm-hmm. But nothing compared to what we have. Nothing. And if you look at the fire map, the fires went up to the Canadian border, then stopped, and then it jumped to Alaska. And I'm going to show that on Monday. And stopped in Mexico. You know, Mexico doesn't have any, but Brazil has tons. This is all part of the plan. If you look into rewilding, let me put that in the notes, rewilding. This is all part of the plan. It's sick. Like,
Marcus, tell me, why do they want to burn the West?
Because they're making way for the new way of living. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030.
Smart cities.
Well, they want people out of the rural areas. That's definitely part of the plan. They want that rewilded. They can't control people in the rural areas in the same way if they're vertical in the smart cities.
Mm-hmm.
So what state am I moving to?
State of confusion.
Yeah. Oh, I'm done with the fire zones right now. I'm done.
Yeah, that's very it'll be very difficult.
I'm literally sick to my stomach when I've looked into this. I have gazillion notes of bullshit that I'm gonna be posting on Monday, and the punchline is you're screwed. And the fact that are you still in your house?
Mm-hmm. I got back Tuesday.
You're very fortunate because most people aren't.
No, I am very fortunate, and it's because of a group of heroes. So at the beginning of my story, there are apartment buildings that were set in the front of our whole housing little development. And it was the owner of those apartment buildings that him and some friends stayed behind to put out the embers that were starting in the bark. And then they were able to use a little bit of water that they had to put out a couple of fences that started burning. Otherwise, this whole neighborhood would have been in ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would have continued back and then just went through another whole neighbor. Another whole row of houses that are really densely populated in the woods, but then also surrounded by, you know, cinder, which is just dry grass.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have continued on. So if it was not for them, our whole neighborhood would have went up. So where those apartment buildings are at the beginning of our street, across the street from that on Talon Avenue, for about 3 miles down, except for one house. There's one house that's like sits in the middle of all the rubble that was untouched. And it's basically just ashes. And what makes it really hard is that we have, I think they said the last count, there was like a little under, what did they say? There's like 2,700 people, I think, displaced. And, you know, we're a tiny town. We don't have like rentals where people can go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that, you know, this isn't going to be an overnight process. Now, on private property, you know, once you get them to come and clear the toxicity and do the cleanup, they can rebuild. But there's a lot of mobile home parks that were burned down. Mm-hmm. And the infrastructure in those wasn't what it should be. So you can't rebuild them as they were. You have to put, you know, sound infrastructure into those. And then the toxicity level on those locations are 10 times what it would be for a private residence. So there's not going to be any short-term rebuild in those areas. It's going to be, you know, probably like you're talking at least 2 years. So either some of these people have to relocate and walk away, or I don't know how any of that's going to happen right now. It's a mess. It's horrible. It's horrible for a lot of people. And my heart breaks because there's 3 or 4 people who have food trucks, and they lost their food truck and their house at the same time. So they lost their business and they lost their home.
So in other words, mission accomplished. That's what they want. This, like, I'm telling you, you have a gun. I'd be using my gun right now. I'm telling you, I'd be using my gun. And who would I shoot? When I show you this video, it's going to anger you. Like, you wouldn't believe.
But if I shoot them, I go to jail. So,
at least you have a place to stay. And by the way, you'll go to prison, not jail.
Yeah, that's what I meant, prison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Can we see the video?
Yeah, I can. Let me see. Okay, so
I still can't get over the fact that Annette had the fire literally trailing her car as she made her escape. Like,
I know.
That sounds terrifying.
I know.
Yeah, it was very close. I don't think I've been that scared in probably a very long time. A very long time. I was a little panicked, and I'm usually pretty steady. I'm usually, my feet are on the ground. I'm good. I'm usually the leader in most cases. And if it wasn't for my girlfriend on the phone, I do not know what I would have done. She kept me grounded.
Unbelievable.
All right. I'm going to share my screen. I forgot how to do. Let's see. I have to go to chat, and then I have to go. No, that doesn't it. All right, I'm going to try. I was going to do this later, but I'll do it right now. And you're probably going to get to see what I look like. So let's see.
Uh-oh. Make sure you got your clothes on.
Tim, I've shown you. You've seen. And I do have my clothes on.
Still traumatized.
I'm glad to see you're laughing. Whatever we can do to make that happen. So are you seeing me right now?
Nope.
No.
No?
No, Marcus.
Oh.
What's your name, Truth 34, again?
Andrew.
Oh, sorry, Andrew. Whereabouts are you?
I'm right outside of Boston, Mass. Mm-hmm. I heard you on IPS's stream. That was a great
that was the best. Thank you. Yeah, that was the best you've ever sounded.
Yeah, well, even better than my own show?
Yes.
You got some 100%. Good plugs in there for Marcus too. That was slick.
Let me tell you something, and we're drifting, but I did want to address that. I know when someone is not legit is when someone brings up someone, it doesn't matter whether it's me, Simon Shack, you, it doesn't matter who it is. If they're not like, wait, who is this person you're speaking of? That's a very telling sign to me. Just saying. All right, so my screen is on, right?
So I did bring you up, right?
You brought me up twice.
I think he just dropped a link.
And he just, the link didn't work because no new traffic came. So, all right, ready for this, Annette? Are you seeing this right now?
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, this is a drone outfitted with a flamethrower that put the fires on top of houses.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I saw this.
Oh, so is this from the air that they're using flame? What?
Yeah.
And this our fire here?
Yeah.
Is that, do you think that is real or is that CGI?
It kind of does look CGI-ish. I agree with that. But
no one's going to take that as proof, right?
Right.
Is it landing?
But I'll show you proof. Hold on. Let's see. Antifa. See, the thing is, I haven't put this. I normally index stuff, and I haven't done that yet. I'm doing that tonight. Mm-hmm. I have all these videos.
Well, did you see? I don't know if you've seen the videos. Well, I don't know. Do you look at the Q drops? Because I know you don't like the Q drops, but do you look at the Q drops?
Not really, no.
Okay, so the Q drops from yesterday, because they've been heavy on information with the fires, but they dropped a couple of posted or something on social media where they showed the truck and what they're doing. They have gas cans and they have chainsaws, right? And they're cutting down the poles. But they have water in their vehicles, and they're pretending to go in and do water relief to get into the areas to continue setting the fires.
Oh, yeah. I have all that. But wait, see, ready? Here we go. Uh-huh. I'm going to find the spot. I won't do the 24 minutes here.
Oh.
Who are these
Have people? You seen this?
Yeah, I saw part of it. Yeah. Okay, now I'm
going to... Okay, so this guy right here...
They're all idiots.
This guy's from Milwaukee, by the way. Wisconsin. And this guy right here was saying that they're setting fires, and he goes, oh, you can't believe everything you read in the media. And he's smirking and laughing. Look, he's laughing right now.
Well, you're saying your player's on top of his mouth.
I'm sorry?
The player graphic is on top of his mouth. It's like a mask.
Oh, I can't get rid of that. Let me see if I can try it.
I can't see him laughing.
Well, the one that really special is blonde.
I can't even hear either. It's very faint.
This is some media thing, and he's laughing. He can't stop laughing. It's not confirmed.
Yeah, I want to send this to our mayor because someone needs to address all of these dumbasses. Excuse my line.
Yeah, I'll send that right to you right now.
I can't hear what they're saying. Have you got the volume up?
No, I don't see. I was going to show you my setup for Monday where I'm going to be able to do all this on a live stream and you're going to be able to hear it. Yeah. But for some reason, it's not working.
That's what we're here tonight to
debug.
Debug.
Yeah, well, that blonde, she was something special. I'm going to tell you that right now. So the only guy here that has sanity is this one down here, the one on the bottom. And he was the one that was bringing it up and saying, he was the one that said, you know, we need to get the National Guard here. Well, wait, before we make a request like that,
I know, doctor, I know.
We need to, I'm like, oh, I put a, on the YouTube, I put a comment. I put a comment.
Right. Right.
Couldn't help myself.
Except the comments don't do anything. That's the problem.
I know. Well,
and that's the reason.
If it wakes up one person, I'm good.
Yeah, you know, I hear that all the time. Oh, if it helps one person from dying, and I don't buy that. It's like, no, it's not going to really help anyone.
Well,
there's allegedly 7 billion people. One is not going to do it.
I know, but the sheeples have got to figure out how to question things and do research, right?
Some, not yeah, all, but the right ones, but I not know. One. I know one is not going to do it.
I know.
Andrew, once again, you're awfully quiet.
No, I'm taking it in.
Isn't this just?
Are we doing? Is this truth talk right now? Or is
yeah, I think we're doing. I think okay. We're doing truth talk. Then we'll do Exclave update after.
Got it. Yeah, I mean,
on the press conference online here, 7 minutes.
Who?
No, the video you're trying to play, I can play it. I see it. It's on YouTube.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but it's 20 minutes and
I found a 7 minute clip.
Someone but that's too. That's even too long.
All right.
All you need to know is the guy was laughing.
And he said it was 1 minute and 52 seconds.
Okay. We can do
that. Let's see what that is.
There's reports of and this is not specific to an area, but all over the county, both outlying and even closer into town of people of extremist groups staging gas cans for later destruction. And equally concerning is there are reports of people from other extremist groups. It's not confirmed Antifa, but suspected Antifa. This is more specific to the Estacada area. Reports and sightings of people armed with chainsaws, and the goal was to fall telephone poles in hopes of starting further fires. And that's all the information I have at this point.
All right. So, anybody at Sonia?
I'm not sure I understand when you say gas cans, staging gas cans. Could you give a little more information about that?
Well, specifically staging full gas cans in sort of concealed type areas to later be used by themselves or other members of their groups to initiate, the starting of further fires.
Yeah, but this is some media thing. I mean, it hasn't been confirmed. So.
No. That part is not. But the Antifa part, there have been reliable sightings and reports, not confirmed. But I mean, the it's pretty specific. Being armed with chainsaws, following telephone poles in the hopes of starting further fires, and the looting, burglaries in the outlying areas, all over Clackamas County, is definitely confirmed.
Well, is that what you're talking about, basically?
That. And then I'm going to share my screen again. Start sharing. All right. See my screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have for what I'm going to talk about on Monday. It goes on and on and on and on and on. These right here, starting from right this point right on, 49 different news confirmations of people being arrested for starting the fires there. 49.
Hmm. Did you archive all those?
Yes.
Your archive? Yeah.
Actually, the best thing, Tim, that you should take note of is archive.is. What it does is, you know about that one?
Yeah, I think I've,
Awesome.
Hey, Marcus, in the queue drops, they actually listed all of those links into all the different news, local news stations that were talking about the arsonists being arrested. Okay. But the one that I loved the most was the one, I think it was either Eugene or Portland, but I'm pretty sure it was Portland, where he was arrested and then released and set six more fires because the first one wasn't enough.
Right. I have that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Kate's doing of arresting the Antifa and releasing them.
But as Tim and I and Andrew will explain, it's not Kate. Kate is a front woman. Kate has nothing to do with the incompetence of government. This is government incompetence on purpose.
I understand that, but Kate's helping. Let me just preface that.
Okay.
So I got a question. Speaking of the Q movement, like that Santa surfing person, I know she made a claim recently that didn't exactly pan out in terms of a prediction. Apparently Tuesday was supposed to be a big day. That's kind of a side note, but I guess how can the Q movement justify what's happening to our country right now under the basis that Trump is fully in control of what's happening? You know, have you heard anything like how do they justify that? And that any idea?
Well, I can send you on Santa surfing when she talked about something big happening. There were several things that happened. I don't know if anyone thinks that they're big or not, right? But
Do you remember specifically her talking about a big Tuesday reveal? And
I do. So hold on a minute. Let me just go to my. I took a picture of it. So what happened on Tuesday is Trump massive peace deal in the Middle East. Chinese virologist exposes China with Tucker Carlson as the manufacturer of the origin of the COVID-19. Fauci thrown under the bus by Siegel. John Bolton's literary agent is grand jury subpoenaed for mishandling classified material in the book. Brett Baer father died. Bill Gates Sr. died. Biden, Harris, fraudulent slip and their flip about the administration names. I don't know if you heard that with Kamala saying she put on a video that it was the Harris Biden administration.
Yeah. Well, she said the Harris administration with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
With Joe Biden on the side in the nursing home giving advice.
And then Sean Hannity and Lou Dobbs testifying next month regarding Seth Rich announced today. FBI report that Lisa Page's phone was lost, despite email suggesting they actually had in possession the whole time. So those were the nine things that happened on Tuesday.
So hold on, before we go on, Tim, let me give you some background about Annette. Annette is a two-time customer of mine before I stopped doing the car leasing thing. By the way, you know, did you get that message, Annette?
I didn't. I have not watched it yet, but you're telling me I can't lease again?
No, I shut it down. It's over. I mean, the last time you used it was years ago, right?
2 years ago.
Yeah, so it's over. I shut it down last week on the 11th of September.
I want my Mini Coupe back.
Well, I'll help you personally. How's okay. that? So she's a Toys customer. When I helped her many years ago, there was absolutely zero, because I remember talking to her on the phone, trying to, you know, push a little bit of the truth stuff on it. She would have absolutely none of it. She didn't want to hear it. None of it. And she's laughing because she knows it's true.
I do.
Next thing you know, I got an email from her a couple months ago, maybe. And she's like, I have a friend who has bad credit. And can you, you no longer sell that credit report anymore. What's up with that? And I explained that my money provider, Stripe, won't let me. They actually have it in their terms of service that you can't help people with credit repair. It's in their terms. I can lose my account. I said, listen, since I can't sell it anymore for $199, I'll just give it away to my e-newsletter subscribers. By the way, if you're a No More Tyranny newsletter subscriber, you can go get that. I was selling it for $199 before they took it away. And next thing you know, she signed up to be an Exclave builder. And next thing you know, she's completely flipped. Completely flipped. Now, here's the problem. Annette and I totally disagree on this Q thing. Annette thinks that the Q thing is really going to solve the world's problems, yada, 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 all the rest of it.
Not solve the problem. They're just doing that to wake up people so they can do their own research and realize what's happening, right? It's a different way of looking at it, right? Like, I didn't know about the Q drops.
Sure.
Right, but I really think that it's classified information. They're releasing it to wake people up to, like, this is what's been going on. Just so people can arrive at their own conclusion. I really think that's what it's for.
Okay, so I disagree with that. I think there is, I have changed my mind, and I talked, Tim, to you about this last time, where if you listen to audios from 2011 of me, I'm like, you know, listening to Alex Jones is the wrong thing to do. I think it's bad. And now I've changed my mind. I think listening to Q, listening to Alex Jones, and the other Pied Pipers out there is a good start. it gets us channeled to more real stuff. Yep. However, it's very frustrating because the Q movement has been around since at least 2016, and everything that they said has either not happened or is a complete distraction. For example, one of the things you mentioned, the nine things you just talked about, some woman from Hong Kong now says that the Wuhan virus is man-made. That's one of the nine things you just mentioned.
Right, correct.
And I only know about that because while I'm chopping up my beef cubes 2 hours ago, I was listening to Del Bigtree. And Del Bigtree is all excited because, see, this Wuhan thing has been made in a lab. And there's no evidence of that. That just sounds like scaremongering to me. And all the nine things you just mentioned to me sounds like a bunch of BS. So that's where we're at right now with Annette. And I love the fact that Annette's on the call. It's great that she has gone from completely not listening to any of it to completely flipping. That's where we're at right now, just to give you some background.
All right.
What's your thought on the Q movement?
I don't really know a lot about it, to be honest. I don't know why. It doesn't really come onto my radar, but I don't know a lot about it. I think I'm just looking up Miles Mathis now, who I think has got perspective, but mm-hmm. not all the answers. And I think that his claim is that Q is blackwashing of his specific material on his site. Have you ever heard of Miles Mathis, Annette?
No, I haven't.
Well, the Miles Mathis is allegedly an artist that hangs around in Taos, New Mexico. And mm-hmm. allegedly he had people down, truthers, to come visit him. And he has papers on just about every psyop known to man and all kinds of other stuff. And they always end up going to point out Jewish bloodlines as running the world. And therefore, I think he also completely is misdirection. But so he's saying that the Q psyop, which I think it is there to blackwash him. And blackwashing means that you emulate your enemy. And that way, anyone who's looking into things that Miles Mathis, for instance, is talking about will go to Q because he's louder and more promoted, and there will be confusion between the two. Who's Q? Is it Q? Is it Miles Mathis? He calls Q his parallel. A parallel is a military term to basically not discuss the enemy. You don't say the enemy's name. He doesn't ever mention Miles Mathis because they don't want anyone to look at Miles Mathis.
Mm.
But they run the parallel where they're talking about all the same things. So if you're looking into something, you'll end up going to whoever's louder and more promoted, and that would be Q. So that's the only real exposure I got to Q. Because I'll post a link. For instance, if the mainstream media is promoting something, then you know it's a psyop. That's really the easiest way. It's just the easiest way to dismiss anything. So if Marcus Allen makes it to NBC, then we know he's
100%.
He's been a long-range psyop.
That's 100% right.
Now, if you ignore somebody, it's like they're dead. And that's the best way to not know about someone is to ignore them.
Well, there's been all these articles, right, trying to say that they're domestic terrorists, that, you know, people are listening to them, and there is now, you know, what, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I mean, all of them have, they all have searches in there to disquell anybody that's posting that. So anything to do about it, right?
Well,
so,
that's the other point. If, like Marcus said, it's the not for you strategy. So the best way to get someone interested in something is to say you can't have this because it's so toxic. Well, what do especially young people want if you tell them you can't have it? They'll go after it with full guns ablazing. I want it. I'll pay anything for it because you're telling me it's bad for me.
Well, I'm not saying it's the end all, right? But I do read them because they have given, you know, interesting information. So, Marcus, like the links that you have to all of the local televisions that, you know, all the local artists are the news stations that are mm-hmm. talking about all the arsonists. Like they've been posting that too. They've been talking about the Oregon fires. Why is this happening? Mm-hmm. So they have been giving a lot of cues, like for you to go and take that and then research from that. So that's mm-hmm. how I look at it. I'm not saying that it's God and it's land and it's everything that's supposed to be. But for me, I do look at it and I don't know how to decipher any of it, right? Because there are people out there that decipher it and more complex than I can. I just can't do it. I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just dropped two links for you, Annette, in the chat.
And I got that.
Miles Mathis update.
Yep.
And one is a specific link to the Parallel article, which is really it's interesting reading. But
I have some questions about that, actually. But Mark, were you trying to jump into?
No, I would like you to talk more. Talk more.
So does Miles Mathis get into human trafficking? Is that part of his work? I don't recall that being the case, but maybe correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't read every single article he writes because he doesn't have a feed and he uses the old fashioned, just straight up HTML web page, which is just, he doesn't tweet. He doesn't Facebook. He just has a web page, which is fine, but it's just hard to remember to keep track of it. I have no automatic way to pull him in other than to remember, oh, I better go check it out. Cause even the page monitoring services I used to use, they don't work anymore unless you want to pay. And even when you pay, they don't really work that well. But I don't know for sure if he, sorry, what was he, what were you asking that he talks about?
Human trafficking, like all the.
Okay. Let me just.
Cause to me, that's one of Q's biggest focuses. And I don't recall Miles Mathis really focusing on that.
I don't see anything right there. If I type in human trafficking on his update page. So.
Okay, cool. And then he's exposed a lot of like hoaxes, right? Media fakery, different. Like he's pretty hoax aware and he's very outspoken about media fakery. Would you agree with that?
Well, when I think of media fakery, I don't think of him. So I don't know. I don't think that's the emphasis. He just goes right into the personalities behind it and it always ends up to a Jewish bloodline.
That's the other thing because, you know, Q presumably is some type of, you know, Mossad operation in conjunction with the Trump administration or, like the Trump administration, so far as we know, is working closely with Israel. So that doesn't really jive either. You know, well, I guess Miles Mathis is kind of saying that he's taking the opposite position, but I just don't see Q as stealing his material. I mean, only insofar as...
I don't think he's stealing it, he's paralleling it.
Paralleling it? Okay.
Paralleling just means that he's talking about the same thing, so if you are going to look into it, they want you to read Q's misdirection, which it probably is misdirection. And Miles Mathis could be misdirection too. There's just so many layers of the onion that you just have to try and figure out what's going on. There's no playbook, but you just have to try and figure out what makes the most sense for yourself, really. And just understand, if you know that there is such a thing as parallels, then that makes you that much smarter. Okay, now what am I looking at? Am I looking at a blackwashing operation? See, if you don't know the language, then you don't know what's happening to your brain. But if you know all the possibilities, then you can use your brain to try and figure out the best you can what's happening and what you're reading.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different kind of disinformation tactics, whether it be like limited hangouts or red herrings or any number of different ways that they can try to, you know, take legitimately interested like individuals and divert them down rabbit holes that will forever essentially keep them running in place. And
there's only so many hours in the day. Unless you're a full-time researcher, you cannot give all your time and energy to researching. So you're just gonna use your limited time to get a certain distance, and then you're gonna most likely carry on living your life so you can survive. You really are. Most moths are just attracted to the brightest light, and research is very tedious, takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. It's a real time sink, as Marcus will probably tell you. And you can be lost completely down the wrong trail and never get back, really. And so,
right. I mean, you have to start to utilize, logic and things like that effectively, and have a filter and ability to discern properly and hold everyone to the same standard, So, like with Q, what I'm trying to understand, I'm trying to see if there is a actual logical train of thought, And when I see a lot of the Q movement saying that all this is happening as according to some type of plan to awaken people, and then when you see the country being set on fire, that that doesn't follow for me. So, and it's global too, right? Like, we've seen some of these maps, and when, like Marcus, you had mentioned it in your recent video that like Brazil is getting largely affected, but then if you look around, it's like, I don't normally look at how many wildfires are on the globe, on the earth, at any particular point in time, but it seems like there's quite a few everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. Did you guys hear this? I'm going to post the link into the chat.
Are we testing your system, by the way, Marcus? Are we helping?
No, I just tried to do a setting which will fix it, and it crashed my Skype, so I just got back on.
Oh,
so I'm
going to
have to quit Skype and then do it. We'll do it during the Exclave update, which is coming up in about 15 minutes. Did you guys see this?
Schedule. See what?
I just posted in the chat.
I haven't seen this yet. Citigroup employee on leave. Pulling it up right now. Tell us about it, Marcus.
Citigroup employee revealed as QAnon website operator is placed on leave. Jason Galinas was reportedly receiving $3,000 a month in crowdfunding to run his conspiracy theory website. So Q is a Citigroup employee.
Jason Gelinas. That name rings a bell, just the last name. Gelatin B, 9/11. That's where I got it from.
Don't know who that is.
Have you heard of the Gelatin B project on the 93rd floor of the World Trade Center, where they were allegedly an art group and they were filming with a helicopter people hanging out the windows?
Sort of, yeah, it's ringing a bell. And, 93 is a very special number, so, yeah.
Right.
Well, that means so much for the empty buildings.
Well, no, they were showing the buildings were empty. They were on, there's a $400 book, and...
I heard someone
Rick
on your
was
call.
Bringing that up on my fart podcast, and I was trying to tell him that's probably just another story, just trying to lend credence to the... Just that maybe they were using that to film footage of people hanging out the windows, that kind of thing.
Tim, would you be offended if I said that the fart podcast is a shit show? Would you be offended if I said that?
No, that's its tagline. Oh my God. Now I know. Jelen, the guy's last name is the last name of a hockey player that married my first girlfriend when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that stunning? Yeah.
The one that got away.
Yeah, exactly.
Could have turned out better. Yeah.
Oh, did she ever do well?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. This guy's a very successful player. Obviously, probably a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She could have been married to a conspiracy theorist.
I'd rather have that. It's more interesting. way more interesting, right? So what do you think? I mean, this to me is like, if true, are you kidding me? This, and by the way, this person, they keep saying this guy has the largest conspiracy theory following on the internet, which it cannot be true.
What website?
What's that, Andrew?
Do they cite the actual website that he runs? Like, what's the URL?
Oh,
like
QMap. Here, I'll post it.
Oh, it's Q. Is that something that everyone's familiar with? I'm not.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Is that the one that we looked at the last time that tracks all the Q drops and everything, and it was down for a while?
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. So they're trying to say this one guy runs it all?
Yeah.
I still think Trump is Q. Apparently that's in this article here. Some people think Trump is Q. So in between tweets, Trump is creating all these conspiracy stories. I still laugh because I listen to some Canadian podcast, which is not truth related, and all they do is yell at Trump. That's all they do.
For what?
They just hate him.
They hate
everything about him.
Mission accomplished. Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't do one. And of course, even if Trump isn't real, he does do things that are good, in my opinion, or represents good for what's being done. For instance, what's wrong with cutting out a lot of the middlemen when selling prescription drugs?
I think
that's a good thing. Except stuff like that.
Except you're making it easier for people to get prescription drugs, which are not good.
Well, but everyone, there's still lots of people that take drugs, so this would help them if they wanted to afford them.
I would disagree with that.
Well, I don't. I know. Anyway, the point is, it's a good thing for most people.
I understand
in their mind.
The overall picture sounds like it's a great thing. I completely understand that.
But they overlook that and they just bash away.
It's kind of like, oh, well, Trump is trying to make marijuana legal in all states, and that's a good thing because we want choice. But it's pushing marijuana, which is not a good thing. I don't care what anyone says.
So I have a teammate who's from Canada. And
we're in Canada.
Where is she at? Oh, gosh. God. Oh my God. Okay. I don't remember where she's at in Canada.
Well, if she's north of you, it'd be British Columbia. If you're on the West Coast, then you would. What team are you talking? What kind of team are you talking about?
No, I work for a technology company. She's just on my team. She's based in Canada. She's not in the British Columbia side. She's in Canada.
Oh, I see. You're talking. She's an internet type friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You cannot mention Trump. She goes off, and I'm like, so this is a bad thing. Like, what about this? Oh, you can't, there's nothing that you could say that would be a positive thing. Even if it's a positive thing, she wouldn't look at it. I'm just like, okay, you got to stop talking now. We'll agree to disagree. But so they're pretty adamant about that. They're not looking at Trudeau, what Trudeau's done, right? They're not looking at their own house. It's interesting. So they're not looking at their own house, but they're casting
elsewhere. It's off the charts. It's off the charts up here.
Oh yes. So it's really interesting. I go, well, what about this? Do you think that's a bad thing? Oh no. I mean, it doesn't even matter. You can't even get a word in stop talking about it.
My brother, I'm an American. I'm a naturalized American. I have been for a long time. And I've voted probably the last two elections. And I vote for Trump just because he's a disruptor more than anything. I'm not really, I'm a right wing person. That's just my politics. You can't get it out of somebody, even if you know politics isn't real or it's just acting for ugly people. But Trump is so, he's so dominating of the media that my brother and sister are registering just to cancel my Trump vote, because I tell them I'm voting for Trump. They're going out of their way to register. And it's not the simplest thing to do. It's not hard, but you still have to do it. So they'll go out of their way just to cancel my vote. I thought it was fascinating.
Well, a lot of people are trying to vote for a pedophile, so I find it interesting. No matter how much you disagree with somebody, you have to like do the research of like, you know, what are the policies that are being changed? What is happening? But so I don't believe everything that he says. I there's some things I disagree with. I disagree with a lot of things that he says, but
of course.
I am not voting for somebody.
He can't wait to get the vaccine through the military into everyone's arm. how can anyone be cheering for that? But
you do not know that he's not doing that. He's not going to push a vaccine. I don't believe that for one.
Yeah, but he says that.
I understand that that's code for something else. It's not happening.
Yeah,
he is not going to. I'm going to tell you. I guarantee you that that is code for something else. He is not pushing a vaccine. He never even believed the virus was real because it wasn't, right? It was a manufactured.
Well, I agree. Trump appears like he's on our side. And what alternative does he have? Because if you listen to my past broadcast, I think we're in the middle of a military medical coup. So if he said anything against this coup and against what 90% of people believe, he would be out anyway. He would just be out. So it's you can't fight the mob mentality. You can't fight the mob majority that believes this.
But is it,
I really don't know what his code book is. There's no way of knowing what he really thinks, and it actually isn't even relevant.
Well, but let me say this much. So you remember that all this push of like how we have to have a vaccine for a coronavirus, right? We've never had one before. We've never social distanced. We've never closed down anything. We've never worn a mask. I mean, how long the coronavirus, we have coronavirus in our body, right? We've never done that.
I don't know. That's what I'm told.
Well, but
I've
good answer. That's a good answer.
I can't see through my skin. All I see is wrinkles at this point from excessive sun exposure, which I'm pretty sure is good for me. And by the way, did you know you're not supposed to wash your skin? You should let whatever interaction between your skin and the sun sit on your skin. You're not supposed to soap up wherever you've been exposed to the sun.
Oh, when I go to the bathroom, I don't wash my hands. I know no one's going to hear that, but I don't believe this germ theory at all. It's just nonsense.
Well, the guy said you should soap up your naughty bits. That I'm okay.
Well, isn't that the cleanest place on your body?
Not my naughty bits.
Well, I have so many funny things to say, but so little time.
Mm-hmm. Let's change the subject real quickly.
I'm sorry, I cut off Annette. Annette, better let Annette finish. I'm sorry.
Were you going, Annette?
The only thing that I wanted to say was that there was like the big push for the vaccine, right? Bill Gates, psycho and company, right? Wanted to push for the vaccine. The vaccine cures. The vaccine's going to do it. The vaccine's going to help, right? You saw all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now Trump says the vaccine's going to be ready before the election. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. It needs more testing. We can't have a vaccine that's ready. I find it interesting. So everyone that thought that we're pushing vaccines are now coming back and saying, oh, no, we can't have one. It needs to have more testing. But if you go back to when it first happened, they were all wanting to put the vaccine in everybody's arms before it was tested without testing.
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is your conclusion, though? I find everything interesting, but what is your conclusion on what he's saying?
I don't know what the code book is either, but I think mm-hmm. it's code book that they're saying that those vaccines going to be ready for the election. I think it's something else. All I'm going to say, that's what I believe. I believe it's a code for something else. I don't know. I do not know what that is.
What's your guess? I know you want to say it. Yeah, I know you have a guess.
No, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know the code book. I don't know if it means that there's going to be a vaccine ready, that there's going to be, you know, HCQ for everybody. Where,
what's
you know,
that? Oh, hydrochloroquine.
So right.
I'd rather drink bleach.
Or something else. I don't know.
Like a sugar water shot or whatever, and they basically realize that the only way they're going to get all of these brainwashed people to move on is if they all get the placebo effect injection or whatever. Maybe it's not.
All I'm saying is that vaccines need to be eliminated. That's where I stand, right? Because they're all poison anyway. So I'm not, you know, they're trying to push the biochip and everything they're trying to do. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what he means by that. But I just find the flip on the other, on the left side, that wanted to push something that wasn't tested and wanted everybody injected before year end, why they say, oh no, not now. I just find it compelling.
Too many people are awake. That's what it comes down to. By the way,
let me play my favorite clip from, this is your interview, I think, Marcus.
Oh, okay, then that's cool.
I say never let anybody stick anything Ogenous. Into you ever.
Ogenous.
There. That's all you need to know. Right. You should never break your skin. No, you should not pierce your skin.
For sure. I don't know if anyone remembers this, but Donald Trump, there's many videos that you can look. I'm going to post one in the companion notes that he was a massive anti-vacciner.
Yeah.
Son has autism.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? He's got so many.
Farron has autism.
I don't know if you have something. I think he might behave in an autistic way.
Right.
I don't think you have autism. I don't think I can pass it to you or tell it to you.
Right. Got Andrew.
Oh, today's, daily sign that the apocalypse is upon us. Have you guys seen that there's like people kind of calling for a debate to be moderated by Joe Rogan between Trump and Biden?
Everyone I've told that to would love to see that. My entire family would like to see that. Even Tim, who hates Joe Rogan, would like to see that. Right?
I doubt it, because I don't like listening to Joe Rogan.
But that, if you had sleepy Joe Biden with snarky Donald Trump, they should do pay-per-view. I would pay for that.
Yeah, it's but like, I consider putting Joe Biden out there elder abuse. I think of my grandfathers, and I just think this is really, it's sick. I don't like sick.
I think it's an act. I really do.
I don't.
I've seen him locally here because he's from Delaware, so it's mm-hmm. a state over. Okay. And he's not the same way in person as he is on TV. I'll leave it at that.
But when did you last see him?
A week ago.
Okay. Did you mm-hmm. video it?
No, it was on video. Our local news people went out and did it. And I said to my family, I'm like, look at this. He's like, same thing with George Bush. Remember how George Bush was this like, oh, slow, dumb. No. That was an act. You should go see him when he wasn't that way. At the same time. It's an act.
Yeah. Okay.
It is 9:06, Thursday, September 17th. We are approaching the hour. Let me see how much time we've
got. I cut off Andrew to let him say something.
Yeah, please. I wish he would speak more. I always wish he would speak more. I love what he has to say.
Oh, I don't think I was in the middle of saying anything. I found it interesting.
You said you had two things.
Did I? Oh, well.
I'll roll back ironic. That tape.
I think it's ironic that Joe Rogan, who he's kind of like, he's like perfectly straddles like the normie viewpoint where he's always going to play the devil's advocate and take the normie position, but he kind of grew his audience around sort of being like a conspiracy guy who would delve into these different alternative topics. The fact that he got the Spotify deal, the fact that he's now, this guy is now considered to be like one of the most powerful platforms in the world. So powerful as to host a presidential debate. It's just mind blowing to me where I was following this guy, 12, 13 years ago, back in the Joe Rogan podcast was in the single digits. Cause I was a UFC fan back in the day before I knew it was all fake and BS and everything. Mm-hmm. And I found him to be an interesting and well-spoken guy who really knew his craft very well. I never got into his comedy. I never would have guessed, fast forward 12 years or whatever, and he's going to be like moderating presidential debates and, on a $100 million deal. It's just crazy. And it goes to show that everything's kind of a stage in my mind. That's all mm-hmm. that really points to.
Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan to me reminds me of Jerry Seinfeld. Both of them think they're funny and they're not, but both are very interesting people to talk to.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Uh-huh. Some people might contest your Seinfeld criticism, but I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so I think we're going to wrap that up. It's exactly an hour. Thank you, Tim. Tim, hope you have some time to stick with us for the Exclave update.
Sure. How long is that going to be?
That's going to be in 5 minutes. We take a little potty break, and then we come back, and we get right into it.
All right. I'll stick around. I'll get the update.
And by the way, for those who would like to go to Tim's awesome site, actually, I'm going to leave both your site, fakeologist.com and also fakeotube.com. I personally like fakeotube just as much as, if not better than fakeologist.com. And I'm at fakeologist.com at least daily. That's my reward. So when I finish my work, I go there. By the way, I wrote you an email yesterday about it. I think you are becoming like a fine wine. I mean, if you compare the way you were just a couple of years ago, you have vastly improved your truth sleuthing skills, and I'm very impressed.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, I got no other hobbies.
Oh, sorry to hear that. So go there. Go to fakeologist.com. Well,
I might get into gardening or greenhousing is on my radar now.
That's a good one to get into. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you grow meat, not vegetables, yeah.
Well, I don't think I could put a cow in the backyard.
Sure, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
Hey, I stick things in places that, you know, I met my wife in college and I had a waterbed in my dorm room.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's how you got her, right?
She sat on my bed for 5 hours and we talked.
Okay.
So it worked. Mission accomplished. All right, now it's getting out of hand. Fakeologist.com, fakeotube.com. By the way, fakeotube.com is where Tim curates both censored and non-censored or deleted videos. And it's just excellent. He, for the most part, most of the videos are really short, which is great. And I'm actually stealing that idea for Exclave, and we're going to talk about that in about 5 minutes. So we're going to take a little potty break, and we'll be right back.